Hey nerds, we understand you. Drop those controllers, lose the wizard hat, and ready your Cheetos. It's time for some hard-hitting talk about the movies, books, and games you love. So get ready, oh searcher of useless knowledge. It's time to step into the Geek Cave. Now, broadcasting from a top-secret and totally awesome hidden base, I'm Kent Harris, and here's Darren Wright, Justin White, and Chad Savage.
Welcome back to the annual 2016 Geek Cave Crystal Steamer Awards. It's the movie podcast. I'm Darren.
I'll have you know I got two games this year.
He's still upset about that. That's Justin.
But by the way, thank you for the second game.
You're welcome. I'm Chad. All right.
Movies!
Movie pieces of celluloid!
And also, so am I to understand that there's not going to be a random movie review in this segment?
Correct.
So you're sticking by that?
I'm sticking by it at least for a while. Have you ever had to truly criticize something that you've loved?
Yes.
And I don't mean your wife.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, it hurts, doesn't it?
It does a little bit.
It does. And what if that thing is actually innocent? And you still have to criticize it.
That's called parenting.
Yeah, there's a bit of that too. Anyway. No, I think it's time for me to take a short break.
Okay.
Maybe just, 36 to 48 months.
Well, Justin, I hope you've got a new segment for next month, because I did it for this one.
I'll come up with something.
All right.
I'll do it on a day.
I'll do it on the day.
Wow. All
right.
That's something that just keeps coming back to this podcast, doesn't it?
It's a great movie.
So, in terms of movies, there's been some good movies this year.
Yeah.
There's been some bad movies this year. There's been some ridiculous things on Netflix. Speaking of which, Ridiculous 6, just real quick there. Don't see it.
I didn't think it would be good.
Watch that with a middle-aged father figure who will laugh his ass off because he still thinks Adam Sandler's funny.
Wait, aren't we middle-aged now?
No, we've still got a little ways to go.
So, okay. My wife's father.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
He likes Westerns.
And does he like gross-out comedy?
He loves a good fart joke.
There's some of that.
All right.
Certainly. I watched it try. I was going to fulfill my obligation, and I just realized I couldn't.
Yeah.
I started, and I couldn't be funny about it.
That's fine.
Adam Sandler is bad in it.
Isn't Rob Schneider in it?
Rob Schneider's
See, that's
in it.
Your indication.
They work together on a lot of movies.
Terry Crews is in it.
See, that would
I think
maybe.
It's Luke Wilson, or is it Owen Wilson?
One of the Wilson brothers
is in it.
Is he whiny?
Does his nose look a little knit? I don't remember.
If he's whiny, it's Owen.
Well, because he plays the guy who directly led to Lincoln's assassination. They make a Lincoln's assassination joke where he was the bodyguard.
Hey, it's not too soon or anything.
It's not too soon. We're not Gilbert Gottfrieding this. He was watching the play, and he gets up and says, "Hey, Mr. President, I've got it. Gotta go. You okay here? Do you want me to get you anything? Mrs. Lincoln, you want me to get you anything?"
Yeah.
And he walks down the hall, and here comes John Wilkes Booth. He's like, "Oh, John Wilkes Booth, I love you, man. You want to see the president? He's just right in there."
Oh.
I don't feel bad about being spoiled here.
And the great big guy from Lost. I don't remember his name. Yeah. He's in it. And I think there's one more.
But anyway, it's bad.
It's... If you must, or if you feel just compelled, have it going on one window and then play a game on the other window so that you just look over at random times. Kurt Russell's in this. Harvey Keitel is in this. There's just...
Wow, how the mighty have fallen.
And it is possibly the most racist movie I've seen in ages. Ages.
How is this not a nominee for a Crystal Steamer?
It's just too new.
Oh, okay.
We haven't seen the depths at which this is. Although, I guess next year it won't be 2015. So, All right, slap the table. It is my first nominee, Ridiculous 6 with Adam Sandler et al.
Hey, it's the first award Adam Sandler's been nominated for in a long time. So.
Not true. Last year and the year before, he also won Most Overpaid Actor.
Oh, nice.
And the way they figure it objectively. How many dollars do you make for every dollar you pay the actor? This year, Johnny Depp won as Most Overpaid. The movies made $1.20 for every dollar he was paid. Wow. So you figure that out. Wow. Adam Sandler's won the last 2 years before that.
Well, you just reminded me. Adam Sandler was in Pixels.
Uh-huh.
Which was not just a bad movie, but offensive for a lot of gamers. Not because there was anything offensive in it, but just because of what they did to the source material. So... maybe Adam Sandler, maybe this is his year. Do we have any other nominees? Or
We just have...
Let's check out his IMDb and see what else he's done this year.
Yeah.
Well, really, there's just the... and I hesitate to say it, but there's Fantastic Four, a movie that was so bad, even the director said, I had a better version of it that no one will ever see. Oh. It's like, dude, you're the storyteller. If it's not the movie you want to do... you leave.
Yeah.
You know, as we learned can happen in Ant-Man. Or various and sundry others. Or you put somebody's name on it that's not yours. Is it the Alan Smithy? Is that what they do when they don't want... there's a particular name when a director just doesn't want his name attached to it.
Yeah.
I think it's Alan Smithy. As they'll say, directed by Smithy or something to that effect. Yeah. And it's just, you know, I am Pontius Pilating myself away from this.
Nice. Now,
it will still go out and it will still fail.
But it ain't on me.
But it ain't on me now.
All right. Yeah, Fantastic Four was bad.
Fantastic Four was so bad that they're not even going to be able to use the word fantastic anymore if the comics ever start up. It's been so tarnished. The adjective itself has been sullied.
You've ruined a word.
You know, the next movie that comes out is going to be the Barely Tolerable Four.
The Civic Minded Five.
The Quaint Quattro.
The Quaint Quattro. I like that.
That might be a little too on the nose for Marvel. Alliterative. And cues. Joe Quesada just, you know, sported a half chubby and doesn't know why.
All right, that went
Quesada's
somewhere.
Quesada's Quaint Quintet.
That went somewhere really weird, really quick.
That's what I have. I mean, because the movies... well, the I guess a third one that would be far more serious, but it is being addressed. And so if a problem's being addressed, I have a harder time submitting it for a Crystal Steamer.
Yeah.
In the gender pay gap... in movies this year became a very big talking point between what men receive, what women receive in the same movie. Fun fact, the movie Clue, which I think we can agree is a classic.
It is, yeah.
Everybody got paid the same.
Nice.
Nobody got, top billing money.
For very that. Cool.
So, but we got a little bit of that with J-Law, you know, putting that out. And... I think appropriately so.
Yeah.
Yeah. They bring up when there's discrimination, especially because of a gender.
Yeah. Discrimination of any kind.
Really?
I agree, and I'm not trying to put down other forms as being less serious.
Yeah.
There are a lot of different kinds of discrimination, and there are a lot of things being worked on. And this year was a great big one in terms of everything from trans rights to gay rights to race relations. You'd think that at least one of these we would have figured out how to move past, and considering that there's been men and women since there's been people,
yeah,
and beyond, you know, before there was people,
yeah,
we could have moved past at least one of them, and yet still not. So if you want to see the ridiculum result of this, by the way, read Bitch Planet.
Read Bitch Planet.
It's a graphic novel. Really fantastic.
All right. I would posit a nominee. But unfortunately, we don't have a single person to nail it down on. This is more of like a collective approach. Right before Episode 7 of Star Wars hit theaters, I was trying to get Knights of the Old Republic to work on my tablet, which, by the way, again, it's ugly and it doesn't work.
Hashtag Joe Winner.
Hashtag Joe Winner. But I was in Steam's forums, and you know, you can just, you see the headline of each discussion, and you just click on it if you read it. Someone had taken one of the biggest spoilers from the film and put it right there in the headline. So as I'm scrolling down, it's like, you know, gamepad controls, difficulty changes. Oh, no.
Didn't you see Star Wars on opening night?
I did.
How could anyone have spoiled anything for you?
Because I saw it on opening night for the rest of the country, but Monday that week, it opened in Hollywood.
Uh-huh.
And about 1,500 people got to see it then.
All right, so we've narrowed our pool down to 1,500. You can discount the people who worked on the film because I'm sure there are litigation if they, you know, there are, you know, clauses in their contracts. So,
which means you're down to press and the approximately 500 people who got to see it.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. So, but it's not just one person. People have been going all around, not just before the movie, but right after it hit, and anything that is remotely Star Wars in the comment threads, just putting just the big spoiler, and that's it. And usually they're Russian, as in they have a Russian name, but they're typing in English. So I don't know if that's just them being trolls or what, but Putin. Knock it off!
Putin!
There you go.
Please stop.
This will be the start of the new Cold War.
I think we're beyond that now. Aren't we?
Can't wait for the warm war.
Anyway, that is ridiculous.
Yeah, Star Wars spoilers deserve to be nominated.
Now, something that we neglected to mention in the gaming segment was Congress and the CISA CISA.
Yes. Yeah. We're going to spy on you, and they just kind of snuck it into the budget.
Yeah. Snuck it into the budget. Which
means it's
which had to be signed. It's not like...
Yeah.
I mean, staying away from the politics for and against. Basically, President Obama had to sign that, you know, otherwise the government was going to be shut down again. I mean, and those were his choices.
Yeah, and you know, whether or not you think a shutdown is a good thing or not, it's still just, now we have to deal with this. And it's bad for a lot of people, but, you know, we just didn't get into it, mostly because if we nominate Congress, they're going to win regardless, and there's no real discussion.
They really are.
Yeah.
And we owe it to our listeners to have a podcast that is more than 3 minutes long.
Yeah. Give it time.
Comics! Don't matter. Congress is winning. Gaming! Don't matter. Yeah, Comics is winning. Congress is getting it. Movies! Well, there's Fantastic Four. Not Congress. Congress is worse.
That's a close one right there.
That's a close one. Let's see.
Way to go, Fantastic Four. You almost tied Congress for worst thing this year.
Crimes against, you know, crimes against privacy or crimes against decency?
Still Congress.
Yeah. All right. Well, we've got all our nominees out on the table. Do we have anything else for movies?
No.
I'm a little annoyed at the release time of Star Wars Episode 7 because it's right around Christmas. I'm busy. I haven't seen it yet. I'm a little pissed about that.
I'm sorry. I think I'm the only one of us three that have seen it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tom and I saw it opening night. And obviously you didn't listen to the spoiler-filled podcast. I hope not.
No.
I hope that when you do, you can go back and listen to it and then tell me that I'm wrong. But
I do every day.
Yeah, I know. That's why I'm just giving you the opportunity. All right.
Every day I wake up, my wife goes, "Morning, Justin, Darren's wrong."
It's actually the first...
It's on his alarm clock.
That was actually the first time the Geek Cave has been uploaded that I didn't download it.
Yeah.
You know, that's fair. Even though I'll listen to it later and I'll download it later, if I download it, it goes onto my iPod. If it goes onto my iPod, it goes automatically onto my playlist. It goes onto my playlist and I'm driving for 3 hours.
Yeah.
It's going to come up.
It's going to come up and he's going to be driving. He can't reach the iPod fast enough to hit skip. He steers off the road, runs into a tree, and we have to find a new movie guy.
You
almost killed Chad.
No, because I made that decision. It's just, I can't reach over there fast enough before I hear that, you know, Han, Chewie, and Leia were, you know, involved in a three-way relationship. Not actually a spoiler, I hope.
Yeah, no. Yeah, visiting with a friend on Christmas Eve, it basically just became a answer yes or no. And then his wife just started throwing out scenarios. It was glorious. And they were all wrong. All the things she heard. All right, so here are our nominees. Again, for those of you who need reminding, we have comics with both Marvel and DC getting nods, as is the custom. Gaming, Hideo Kojima, Steam.
South by Southwest.
South by Southwest.
Well, let's back up a little bit. Hideo Kojima is not the recipient.
No, sorry, Konami.
For the Steamer. Konami and the way they treated him.
Yes, you're right. Yeah. Thank you for the correction. You're right, absolutely right.
He's had enough shit dumped on him. He doesn't need this.
And the PC version of Batman Arkham Knight. And then in movies, we've got Fantastic Four, Star Wars spoilers, and the pay gap, which you did say has been kind of addressed, or is being addressed.
It's being addressed. It's in progress. You know, it's... The way that this particular country operates, it probably will never be...
It'll take a while.
...dealt with.
Yeah. All right, so we've got all the nominees out on the table.
Well, I will be among the first. I will cut Fantastic Four from the running.
Okay.
Not because it doesn't deserve...
Well, we all kind of expected it to be bad.
We expect it to be bad, and it deserves its heap-o criticism, but it's still just a movie.
Oh, you know, the
give it a Razzie and call it a day.
I was gonna say,
yeah, the Adam Sandler movie, the same.
Same.
Okay.
It's just a movie. Making a bad movie does not equal a year's worth of condemnation and ridicule. If that were the case,
Adam Sandler would be the Lifetime Achievement Award, really.
Just about lately, anyway. So
I don't know. Birth of a Nation was pretty bad. That's the kind of movie that.
The Birth of a Nation was pretty bad. Well, it was really false.
That too.
Because at the time, it was kind of an amazing movie. It just was really false.
Anyway.
So that's off the table.
Mm-hmm. So, and if pay gap's being at least
it's off
attended
the table
to, we can take that off the table.
Okay, so the movie finalist is Star Wars spoilers.
Star Wars spoilers is affecting a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. Made me real mad.
And it is affecting the enjoyment of a lot of...
Yeah.
Although I suppose one could make the devil's advocate argument that spoiling things brings a lot of other people joy.
Well, all right. Gaming. I don't know. The fact that it's taken a year and... Well, not a year. Like 7 months. And the PC port of Batman Arkham Knight, which a lot of people have bought and paid for, is a product that is still not functional. That's pretty bad.
But they've also said that up until like January, or the new year basically, New Year's Eve, New Year's Day, you can get your money back on the PC version. So it's a bad game. Don't get it on PC. Clearly do not. But they're taking care of the people that did buy it.
Yeah, that's fair. All right, that's off the table then. Let's see. We've got Konami still. We've got...
South by Southwest.
South by Southwest. And there was another one that I'm blanking on. We ended up with four nominees.
Yeah. Must not have been important.
Steam.
Yeah.
All right. Of those three, which one should be eliminated next?
Steam did shut down its servers when it realized it had a problem.
They stopped
things. And it let people know pretty much right away.
They did.
Okay, so...
Those are things that Sony failed to do in 2011.
That's very true.
That's true.
You know, that...
Steam's gone. All right.
Let's give them a pass.
So now we're down to South by Southwest and how Konami treated Hideo Kojima. Both really bad scenarios.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean... On one end, you've got kind of, it's really the difference between macro and micro.
Yeah.
You know, it
really is.
I mean, the one person that you're really hitting upon with Konami is a legend in the gaming world. I mean, even for somebody who doesn't play a lot of the games that he's been a part of, I still know who he is, what he's done.
Yeah.
You know, on the other end, if we're creating this culture of of gaming, and we want that culture to be in any way understood as a positive thing, this other piece has got to be dealt with.
Yeah, I tend to lean more towards casting my vote for South by Southwest, simply because the Hideo Kojima thing is being addressed in a way. I mean, everybody's kind of shoving it down Konami's throat at the moment. Whether they react to it or respond to it is a different story. But it's not like they're letting this get a bye.
Okay.
Internet bullying and harassment has been going on since the internet started, and it has not gone away. It's only gotten worse. And people are now of the mindset of, well, we're going to talk about it. Oh, no, somebody said something bad. We should not talk about it. I mean, it's getting worse.
Okay.
And this is just another example of how it's getting worse. People refusing to take a stand and say, no, you're an asshole. We're going to talk about this.
Yeah. All right. Well, then South by Southwest is the finalist for gaming. Not the convention itself, but their decision.
Their decision. Right.
Yeah.
Their decision.
And
Konami, by the skin of your teeth.
Oh, just barely.
No, by the skin of your ass. You shave the hair off your ass. That's how little you skated by.
Yeah. And it just leaves comics.
Shake my fist at the microphone.
Angrily.
Hope you saw that.
It just leaves comics. I would just argue that Marvel should be the finalist here for how they're treating one of their biggest and most popular properties. Not just basically thumbing their nose to the fans who are willing to give you money for these things.
Mm-hmm.
But just being a petulant brat while doing so.
Exactly. Silly, obnoxious storylines aside on DC with the whole, Batman's not Batman, Superman's mm-hmm. B-Power, mm-hmm. whiny brat, and Wonder Woman, whatever.
God of War.
Yeah. Marvel is essentially throwing a huge-ass temper tantrum because someone owns the rights to their toys.
Which they gave them,
yeah.
I agree with you. Yeah. I hated the idea that we only had one nominee.
No, and I'm...
Running unopposed is a stupid thing.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought it back up, because it's one of those things, okay, yeah, we need to be reminded that there are more idiots in the world in comics than just whoever...
just one.
Than just the idiot of the day,
But I agree. I have no problem being unanimous, the three of us, in saying that Marvel gets the nod on comics. But that still leaves us with...
Who's the winner, yeah.
Okay, so we got Marvel comics,
South by Southwest.
Star Wars spoilers.
And Star Wars spoilers.
Well, if you look at them, there's only one that really impacts people beyond just, skin deep, as you will. Because at the end of the day... Okay, Marvel's screwing around with their franchise. It's their franchise to screw around with. It doesn't really affect your life.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, Star Wars spoilers, it's just a piece of entertainment.
It's a movie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But online bullying, harassment, that kind of thing.
And the ineffectiveness of standing up to it and doing something about it.
Yeah, especially since it's usually based on gender more than anything else. Yes. Something that someone cannot help. I think that the South by Southwest situation clearly is our winner.
I would agree with it.
All right. Congratulations, South by Southwest.
Your decision to cancel the panels on online harassment
has won you the Crystal Steamer Award.
And as a
golden man squatting and shitting out crystals onto a pile of games, movies, and books.
As a result, we're going to bully you for a little bit.
Let's just point it out and then we'll sign off.
Yeah. Yeah. Everyone point at the mic. There you go. All right.
I twirl my mustache angrily at you.
Want to thank our sponsors. Of course, Shirtosaurus, Buzz Time, and GameStop as Chad and Justin play with their facial hair. Check back with us next month.
Playing, I'm thinking deeply.
It's,
I'm plotting.
February is going to be a great month, and we hope that you will join us as well, either the Comics, Games, or Movies podcast. And hey, you can just subscribe on iTunes or Stitcher and get all three, so you don't have to run around wondering, have I listened to it yet? Because I know you do. Because I do too. All right.
And here's more. Have I posted it yet?
Yeah, that's true.
Did I do my job?
For Kent, Justin, and Chad, thanks for listening, and we'll see you guys next month.
Wait.
What?
Isn't everybody...
What? is very, yeah, I don't...
Everybody's a something thing. For
everybody's
something.
Everybody's a goiter for... Oh, everybody's a geek for something.